for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, June the 29th, 1997. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jack Duran of Phoenix, Arizona is the speaker of the morning.
Let's give the Lord a good clap offering this morning. Amen. God is so good. I am so glad to be here this morning. Amen. I was talking to a brother this morning, and a sister looked at me, and she says, you speak with an accent. I says, I'm from New York. And she says, I'm from New York. I say, I know. But I'm going to tell you something. I know somebody that has no problem with my accent when I speak, and that's the devil. He understands Jesus no matter how you pronounce it. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is good. So we're excited about being with you this morning. And just send a congregation, my wife said, to say hi. And to those of you that remember, some of you are new. And before I go any further, I want you to stand. One thing I hate about going to camp meeting, and I've been to many camp meetings, is to walk by and the brothers don't say hi like you're the invisible one. You know what I'm saying? Anybody home? I wanted to introduce to you a brother that we grew up under the same pew. We grew up when we were kids. Really, our parents went to the same church when we were young, and one time we joined the Catholic Church because
yes,
we didn't believe in what we were taught there.
Praise
but
God.
We believed our parents, and so he started having kids, and we wanted to throw parties.
My wife started having
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, okay. And we wanted to have parties, so joined the Catholic Church, and we baptized the kids, and every time he had a kid, we'd throw a party. Greet the people, brother.
God bless you. It is a privilege to be here. I am blessed to be his sidekick, I guess you could call it.
He used to be my partner in crime. So it's really a blessing.
I am darker than he is because I work outside, he stays inside. If you learn anything at all this week, if you learn anything at all this morning, as I understand, this is a deliverance conference.
Yes.
And if there's anything that needs to be broken off, tore off, removed, this is the time to do it. Unless we are filled, I said, filled with the Holy Spirit. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there is room for nothing else. If you know that you have a problem with anything, let me tell you, this is the time to get rid of it. God will have us to be sanctified, holified, edified,
magnified,
thank you, and
rolified.
Magnified, rollified, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And I know things will happen. This will happen if you don't, okay? If you have a problem and you do nothing, you leave room for provision for the devil to just play hell with you, okay? And that is the message this morning, praise God. You can sit down, Jack. God bless you.
It is amazing. We hadn't seen each other for about 27 years after the span where we broke off from drinking and stuff. And then his wife happened to come to our church one day, and I wondered if she was if the Provencers that I knew from New Mexico. And she came to visit, and she said, I'm Roseanne Provencher. I says, oh, I'm Pastor Jack, you know. And she says, my husband is Julian. I says, oh, where's he at? And it didn't even click on me who she was talking about. Because see, when we were in New Mexico, his name was Julio. But when you get to the city in L.A., then you change it to Julian. You know? So it confused me a little bit.
You don't want to know his name.
But now we're pastoring the church. He's also the minister of prison with prison fellowship. And now he's starting the church under us in another town. And God is good.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to worship God.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I am so excited. You know, one of the things that I want to encourage you today as we worship God and begin to worship, I believe that every Christian that knows the name of Jesus, you know, I was talking to my church the other day. I says, you know, one of the problems in our church is that some of you come to church and you sit on your hands and just get a hold of your pew. And this is what God has for me today. You know, I believe that every time you hear the name of Jesus and you know they're talking about the King of Kings, you ought to stand up erect and worship.
Amen.
The commander-in-chief is in town. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is going to be glorified and magnified. Amen. We come expecting great things. And we're believing God for greater things. Amen. I'm just going to move according to what God wants me to do this morning. I'm going to preach, so hold on. Come here, brother.
Glory.
Give me your name again.
Ralph.
Arvelino.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to tell you something. That's going to set you free.
Amen.
What you have, you don't want. What you had in the past has been with you for a long time. I'm going to break it off of you right
now.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to be glorified because God wants to be glorified. Amen. I was off, but I turned myself off because I just wanted to minister to you. But there's going to be an anointing on you. Amen. And God is going to break the addictions, everything from the past generational curses off of you. And you're going to come into a greater realm of understanding and walking with God. You receive that?
Yes.
Amen. And God is going to bless you because this is why you're here. Amen. Lift your hands up and worship the Lord. Stretch your hands out here right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Father, I break the tormenting things, Father, that have attached to him from the past. I break generational curses right now. And I release anointing, Father, upon your word right now, God, on the word of Jesus. I break the power of darkness over him. He will not be entangled anymore, Father, with the things that hinder him from being the priest of God. I release anointing on you right now. I break the curses off of you in the name of Jesus. And I release that to you in Jesus' name. The power to overcome in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Take it. Greater things are here.
Thank you. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Say this with me. God is glad.
God is glad.
We're glad.
We're glad.
The devil's mad.
The devil's mad.
The demons are mad.
The demons are mad.
Everything's normal.
Everything's normal.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't God good? I think what happens a lot of times, people give too much glory to the devil. All that comes out of their mouth is they're complaining, amen? I want you to stand with me. I want to just minister to you. I think one of the things that we need to understand that who we are in Christ. How many of you are born again?
Amen.
Amen. You know, if you're going to know the name of Jesus and walk in that name, how many of you know who Mrs. Albert Einstein was? Yeah, she was the wife of Albert. Amen. And one time they asked her if she knew the theory of relativity. And she said, not at all. I don't know that theory. I says, but I know Albert does, and he can be trusted. And so I believe the same thing with us as we look to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We understand the power of the name.
Yes.
The Bible says that God is above all the heavens and all
yes.
there is.
Yes.
God doesn't have to go out of himself to get anything for us. It's in him.
Amen.
And once we understand who we are in Christ and the anointing that is on us, we can walk in power and authority. Amen.
Amen.
I don't walk as a minority. I walk as a king and priest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so I ask that you listen to the word this morning as God instructs us. I want you to go with me to the book of Isaiah. We're going to have this ministry of deliverance. If we understand the power of the name of Jesus, you're going to get to a place where you're not just going to be the deliverer, you're going to be the deliverer.
Amen.
Amen. I got into the word and began to understand some things, not because things don't attach to me sometimes, but I'm not afraid to tell brothers to get rid of this junk that has come upon me. And so we just stand and believe God. Amen. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. Some of them don't know, sister. I want you to go with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. And I want us to go to verse 1 and 3. Listen to me, you islands, and pay attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, He named me. And He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand, He has concealed me, and He has also made me a select arrow. He has hidden me in His quiver. And He said to me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I will show my glory. Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, I thank you for the word of the Lord. I ask, Father, by the anointing of God, Lord, that you this morning would just bring us into the place of comprehension and understanding of the word of God and understanding who we are in you. We magnify you. We give you honor and praise this morning. There is none like you. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. And so we glorify you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, look at somebody and say, pay attention. You just might learn something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, this is for you too. Amen. One of the things that we understand about the word of the Lord is that the word of the Lord never fails. This God that we worship is an awesome God. He came to set us free. I don't care if you're 100 years old, if you're here, or you're 20 or 30, whatever age you are. If you're called by God, by the name of God, and you believe that you're born again, you need to understand your position in Christ in order to walk in authority. Amen. God didn't call us to be defeated by the enemy. The Bible teaches in Revelation that we're more than conquerors, that we're overcomers by the blood. We overcame. And so we are the overcomers. Amen. I like the new Williams translation. You know, when we read about the scripture that old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. We're new creatures in Christ. It means that we're a new humanity. Amen. That's really what it means. And we need to walk in the area of who we are in Christ in the anointing. Because God has called us even from the womb. Amen. God has called us to be sanctified, holy people. He says He's going to use us. He says here, He made me my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of His hand. He has concealed me, and He has also made me a select arrow. Say, I'm a select arrow. One of the things you need to understand about the word of the Lord, that He not only calls you, He prepares you, and He makes your mouth a sharp sword. So out of me goes the word. If we understand the power of the anointing of God, the word of the Lord is so powerful that the Bible declares in the book of Hebrews 4:12 that we know that the word of the Lord is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we read that word over and over, and we preach sermons on it, but unless we understand the word of the Lord, if we're going to walk in the power of deliverance, you know, you're not just here to be delivered. You're here to learn how to be a deliverer. Amen. God didn't just call you to places to set you free. He calls you to instruct you so that you can enter to worship and depart to serve. Amen? And God is going to do a work in you. If you're here believing that God sent you here for a purpose, and I believe you are people of purpose, and God has declared that in us, that we have power over all the enemy. Amen? The devil doesn't have a power. That's why Jesus said, the devil has nothing in me. Amen? He says, he has nothing in me. And so we have the power of God, the anointing of God, then we have to understand where we stand in God in order to walk in the power of God. Amen? Amen. We don't walk as defeated people. We don't walk because of the circumstances and situations. We walk in Jesus. If we know the name of Jesus, if we know who Jesus is, the Bible declares it in Isaiah 9:1 that He came as a great light. And this great light has to shine on us in order for deliverance to come. If we're not going to walk in the light, the psalmist says that in your life there is light. Amen. There's no variableness in Him. There's no shadow of turning. And in this power of God, as we walk in the anointing of God, once I understand who I am in God and the power that is in me, I am no longer going to walk defeated. I refuse to bow down to my circumstances. You know, the writer said in one of the books that when the cupboards were empty, no gas in the car. Amen. No food in the cupboard. No fruit on the vine. There was no steaks in the freezer. He said, yet will I praise the Lord. Amen. Because God will always make a way. And God has called you to a holy calling that you might walk in the power of His might. He says, not by power, by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So once we understand the anointing in the name of Jesus, amen. Let me tell you why a lot of times deliverance doesn't come in the people's hearts. And it's because there's no discernment. When He comes as a great light, I was sharing with a brother yesterday, the light of God, when He comes into our hearts to anoint us and
revealed to us the purposes of God is many times God is not going to show himself the same to all the people. And the reason being is because what we allow in our hearts, whether it's demonic, sinful, iniquity, whatever. The brother was touching last night about the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. Iniquity, the mystery of iniquity is an innate force within us that drives us to sin. Amen? And then sin is actually the thing that we do after iniquity causes us to sin. But the power of God is greater within us, and he calls us into the place of anointing and power. Look at somebody and say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I have power to thread. Say it, to tread on scorpions and serpents, on demonic forces. Amen. You know, there's people that you have to deliver them every time they come to service. It's because they don't know who they are in Christ. Amen. God wants you to know who you are in Christ. I believe in deliverance. I do a lot of deliverance. I've been delivered. And probably will have deliverance sometime along the way again. But I feel real clean right now, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Squeaky clean. And so we understand that with the power of God, when the anointing comes and the presence of the Lord, anointing means Messiah. Oil poured in. It means in the presence of God. And God says if Jesus is the anointed and he lives in us, we need to get revelation of who he is. God doesn't shine his light in every heart the same way. And the reason being, like I say, because some of the things that are in us, some of the things we don't want to give up. And some demonic forces that are there, or some sin, or some things that we have, nothing has been revealed that we need to unload or get rid of. Appreciate what the brother said yesterday. He says, some people have a mind of Teflon, the brain of Teflon. Nothing sticks to it. You know? Isn't that true? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And the Word of God has to be revealed in us in order to walk in the power to speak to the demonic forces. Amen. God has anointed us to, as vessels, to destroy the work of the evil one. If you're here in this conference, I don't know if you have perversion. You might be an 80-year-old man that still has perversion. Spirits of lust, all kind of demonic stuff. God is here to deliver you. Amen. Amen. God is here to deliver you. God is here to set you free by the anointing. Say it with me. He not only called me, he prepares me. He makes me my mouth a sharp sword so that I can speak his word. Amen. So out of the abundance of the Word of God, God calls me to be a sharp instrument. And he says he's going to make me a select arrow. And he has hit me in his quiver. Let me tell you something what this brings us into. The Bible teaches us that he protects you in the shadow of his hand. Amen. Or through trials and tribulations. He makes you a polished shaft in his hand. An instrument that will hit his intended target. Amen. So God has called me. He's got me as an arrow in his quiver. And I might seem like I'm going in the wrong ways, in the wrong directions, honey, but I'm going to end up at the right target. Amen. If I pursue to seek after and hunger after righteousness. Amen. The psalmist said, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so my heart panteth after you. If we hunger after righteousness, God can help but use us. Amen. God can't help but use us. God is going to use us as instruments in his hands to destroy the work of the evil one. God didn't just call you to take you with him. He called you that you might take others. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 29, verse 10 on down, he teaches us that he has called you that he might establish you. Why? Because one time you weren't established. You were tossed to and fro. You were reeling back and forth. Amen. But God says he has called you to establish you. Further down in the scripture, he doesn't only say that he calls you to establish you. He calls you that he might establish those that are afar off. Your children, your grandchildren, and everybody else. Amen. So the anointing will pass from you to others. If we have the power to speak in the name of Jesus, and this anointing works within me, and the word of God does not return void, that means I believe with all of my heart that when I speak to demons, like I just did to the binding forces in this brother's life and the generational curses, I believe those things have to fall down. They have to flee. Come on, somebody. Because God is real. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't just call you just to deliver you from smoking and chewing tobacco. Amen. He called you that he might fill you with his power so you can be an instrument in his hand. Hallelujah. God calls us so that we can be instruments, a select arrow in his hand. Sharp, directed to a target. We're a people of purpose. Amen? Look at somebody and say, you're a person of purpose. You have a purpose in this life. Amen? Everybody in the kingdom of God has a gift. God has already given you gifts. So the anointing has to flow as we flow in the anointing. Let me tell you something. I believe that if you get a hold of truth, of the words that are going to be taught in this conference, that I believe that when I get up, I want every devil to say, watch out, Jack is up. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Because when you are walking in intimidated by the devil, you're not going to be any good to yourself or anybody around. Amen. When you see the powers of darkness come around you and the pressures of life and there's no lack, you begin to use your sword to cut through that thing. That's why God has made your tongue a sharp tongue. It's a two-edged sword. The Bible says that in the word that in our tongue is the power of death and life. Amen. We speak death and life. It doesn't mean that you just speak negative and positive. It means that there are things in your life under the anointing of God that you can speak death to the thing that is eating your life, those cancers of life, that sin in your life, that thing that is destroying your marriages, that thing that is, you can speak death to it and begin to speak life to it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Magnify Jesus with me. This power of the Word is so powerful that it has to go through every dark area. There's no barrier with the Word of the Lord. Amen. But I believe that many Christians are defeated in the kingdom of God because they get a hold of negativeness. They get a hold of the problem and they talk more about the problem. Amen. I never forget the teachings of Brother Tommy Cook, you know, the problem, the promise, the problem, the provision. That we can go through all those things and get to the promise because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, somebody. Magnify the Lord with me. He calls us out of darkness that He might be magnified. Somebody say, the Lord be magnified. Say it again, the Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has to be magnified over every situation. You're anointed and called. Amen. Some people don't understand they're not anointed, they're annoying. Amen. Look at somebody and say, which one are you? Amen. The anointing has to break the yoke. The anointing has to break the yoke. It has to remove the burden. In the presence of God, there is no shadow. No shadow of turning. He says everything in His sight becomes a shadow. He is the light. And so if there's the power of life and God is within us, then we ought to walk in light. You know, the writer, the psalmist said that he's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And you can't even see the kingdom if you don't come to the light and be born again. And God calls us into the power of anointing so that we can walk in the power of victory. Amen. Amen. We're worthy people. Amen. Amen. I'm not the same old Jack. You know? Amen. I got a different name. Actually, my real name is Jacob. And that means stumbler. You know? But now I'm Israel too. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Magnify Jesus with me. God calls us to walk in the power. And whatever demonic forces are tormenting you, whatever you're sensing in your life, I believe that in this conference, you're going to go home and be set free. Amen? The next time you come back to this conference, you're not going to come to get delivered of the same garbage. You're going to be able to come and say, brother, can I help you deliver people? Amen? See, that's why the anointing has to work in us so that we can dispel the darkness around us so that we can be a light. The Bible says that we are lights. We are the light of the world. And if we walk in darkness, how gross is that darkness? Amen. So we walk in the power of the anointing and the light of God to dispel darkness around us. You know, last time I was here, I shared with some of you how my son, my 9-year-old, had a demon in him. Well, he was asleep. The Lord, when you walk in the light, God shows you these things. He wakes you up and says, go and destroy the work of the evil one that's destroying the mind of your son. Amen. That's when the anointing is there, when you stand in the presence of God. And see, it's not going to come just because you're saved. It's going to come because you know how to worship, you know how to pray, you know how to praise. Amen. That's why I say when you come to conferences like this, don't just be sitting around just, oh God, you know. And when the brother says, let's sing and worship, man, you ought to stand erect and worship. Amen. And praising. Amen. That's what we need to understand, Brother Parrish wrote a book and he taught about deliverance through worship and praise and different areas of manifestations of the Spirit of God within us to dispel darkness. Say, in the anointing and in the presence of it, there is power. Amen. I am anointed to do the work of God. to dispel darkness from you. I was not called to be defeated. I am a people, we are a people of purpose. So we will walk in that purpose. To walk under the power of God, under the anointing of God, under the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Magnify Jesus with me. We ought to get excited about worship. Amen. God, how many of you think you're going through a real heavy, or know you're going through a real heavy trial today? Come on, don't be bashful. I'm not trying to embarrass you. But you know what? God says that He causes all things to work together for good. To those that love the Lord, to those that are called according to His purpose. Amen. Through every trial, He's going to make you that polished shaft in His hand. Amen. And you're going to hit the target. That's a good thing. He's going to direct us under the anointing to hit the target. Amen. Some of you that are elderly here, I know there's some of you that are struggling because you think you're not going to make it and Social Security and everything. Let me tell you something. Stop thinking and obeying those thoughts. My God says under the anointing, under His presence, He's going to take care of us and He's going to dispel the darkness from around us. Come on, somebody. Magnify Jesus with me. Say it with me again. I am called, protected, and polished. Hallelujah. When we walk under that anointing, God protects me, He calls me, He polishes me. Yeah. One of the things we understand is we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to fulfill your calling. You have a call on your life. And that anointing was to dispel. Then Jesus said that in His name, we'd be able to cast out demons. They'd be able to, the sick would be healed. That the dead would raise. Amen. I've seen all those things in my life. I've seen the dead raised. Amen. And I prayed for some and they died. But the timing was there. Hallelujah. So I didn't quit praying. Amen. Had a lady in our church that passed away and she died right there. She's a prophetess in the house of worship. And I said, God, You can't have her. You cannot take her home. I need her here. You don't need her there. I need her here. I am asking You to give her life back. Give her breath again, God. And the Spirit of the Lord, after I prayed, came upon her and life came into her. And she's still marching. She's 70-some years old. Still marching the streets every Saturday, witnessing. And she's prophetess in the house of worship. Amen. She's a prophetess in the house of worship. So when the anointing is there, God begins to move with the power. Two people, a son and a daughter from families in my church, they got raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is powerful. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Some of you need to understand the anointing to speak to your children, to call them into the kingdom of God. Yeah. We've been praying in our church here a while back. We were praying that our children, our families, Brother God says, call the families to the house of worship. And we began to send the word, and we began to pray and call and go knock on doors and begin to call the families to the house of worship. And a man came to my church, and one of the brothers that does the healing ministries in my church is an elderly man, about 70, 80 years old, maybe. And he comes to me. His son was sitting in the back. He says, I don't know what in the world he's doing here. I says, what do you mean? He said, well, he's in sin. And I said, brother, we've been praying that they come. Come on, somebody. Amen. And sometimes we miss the whole thing because we're so carnally minded. And we're looking at people the way they are instead of the way they should be. Amen. You know, I have young sons. I have an 18 and a 16-year-old in my home. And I mean, they try you. And I told the 18-year-old, I said, one more time, son, and you're going in the army. Hallelujah. Amen. They try you. Trying to teach these young ones how to tithe, you know. You got to tithe to the Lord. Amen. Why should we, Dad? The Lord is blessing us just through you, you know. But the anointing, I'm going to tell you something. My sons will follow the Lord because the anointing is in my house. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. There is no doubt in my mind that the anointing will pass down to my sons. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's the anointing. I believe my children are going to be casting out demons just like I am. We don't chase demons. We don't go looking for darkness. We walk in the light. Yeah. Amen. And when we walk in the anointing of God, the power of God has to penetrate every dark area in our lives and around us. Because greater is He that is in me. Say it again with me. Greater is He that is in me. Amen. You need the anointing. Look at somebody and say, you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You see, the anointing has to come in. If we're going to have the power, see, it's like the sons of Sceva, you know, when they came and said, you know, we'll... We're going to do the same thing. We're going to cast out demons. And the demons came upon him. You need to walk under the anointing. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be casting out demons if you watch TV and cartoons all day. You know what I'm saying? You're not just going to get up from doing that kind of garbage and cast out demons. They're going to laugh at you. This anointing comes when we spend the time in the presence of God. I mean, quality time in the presence of God. I'm not talking about praying for your food and before you go to bed. I'm talking about spending time in the presence of the Father. If you're going to walk in the anointing to dispel demonic forces and be delivered and cause others to be delivered, it's going to come in the anointing when we spend time before the Lord. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Come on, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. See, that's where God wants to take you. He wants to take you to a higher realm. He wants to bring you to the higher echelons of God. When I read that God desires in the Word that I'm the head and not the tail, I never again walked as a Chicano or a Hispanic or what, Mexican. I walk as a king and a priest to the Most High God. Amen. Amen. I learned some principles out of the Word of God. I'm a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I walk under as a new humanity. I'm a new race. Amen. If we're going to walk with God in a new kingdom, then we understand that we're in the kingdom. The brother was saying last night that we're becoming the sons of God. We need to act. We need to walk. We need to talk like that's what we are. If we're going to see the power of forces of darkness loose in our children, those around us, we're going to have a greater impact, then we need to understand the anointing. You know what's so sad? There's about 2.1 million people that die every year. And out of those 2.1 million people, there's over half of them that nobody has ever told them about the Lord. Amen. They say that 35% of the people in the world claim to be Christians. That means that two-thirds are not. See, I'm not satisfied in just being a Christian. I'm not satisfied in just being saved. I have to be satisfied when others are coming. You know what the sad thing about these people, that if we're not using the anointing to dispel darkness from them, is that if over a million and some people die and they go to hell, can you imagine the grieving hours that are there because of people that are left behind and everything that the enemy has caused? But when we understand the anointing, we can walk in the power of God. Amen. God didn't just call me just to save me, just to write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. You see, I don't believe in eternal security. Amen. I believe that I'm saved. That's why God says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. I believe when the Bible teaches today is the day of salvation, it means you better be saved also today. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. If we're going to walk in the power of the anointing of salvation, we need to walk under the power and the presence of God so that darkness can flee from us. Amen. Amen. Don't walk in the fear of intimidation, you know. Intimidation causes consternation and sometimes constipation. Amen. See, there's a spiritual constipation where it doesn't flow. The Spirit of the Lord doesn't flow because of everything that is within us and everything that binds us so that the Spirit can flow through us. He said that out of my innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Come on, somebody. Out of me shall flow rivers of living water. Not polluted water, rivers of living water. That means that's water that's bringing life. That means that where the Word of God comes out of me in the anointing, it's going to water and it's going to rejuvenate, regenerate, and transform and change. Amen? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Say it with me. Out of me shall flow rivers of living water. When I speak the Word, it will not return void to God. It is not going to return empty. It's going to be with a force. It's going to change. It's going to deliver. It's going to heal. It's going to restore. It's going to regenerate. Somebody magnify Jesus with me. Hallelujah. This power of the Word is so powerful. This name of Jesus is not just like any name. Amen. Jesus is not just a name they put on a Mexican and call him Jesus. Jesus is the name which in that name is contained the kingdom of God. The power of the Almighty. Amen. Jesus says that God is not, we're not talking, we talk about Jesus being the image, the express image of God. We're not just talking about a reflection. He says exactly like Him. Amen. He's not just talking about reflecting a mirror, the things of God. He is just like Him. He says, I give Him power. I give Him all authority. And Jesus said to you and me, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Come on, somebody. It is in that anointing that God begins to bring us into the fullness of His power so that we can dispel darkness. I trust that it's during this conference today, you will no longer just sit around and murmur and complain about everything that is causing you consternation, about everything that is causing the problem. That you begin to speak to it in the name of Jesus. And you begin to see the power of the Most High being manifest, because He is the one that sits at the right hand of majesty. We're seated with Him at the right hand of majesty. Hallelujah. This thing you're going through, I'm going to tell you right now, is not unto death. It is the power of God that has brought you. He causes all things to work together for good. To those that walk and call according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. You ought to magnify the Lord in the midst of your bad and your ugly. Amen. That the demonic forces will know that you are a royal priesthood. A holy nation. Call unto God. To have the power in His name. To dispel the darkness around. Somebody get excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Amen. This name of Jesus is so powerful that in Him contains all the power. Jesus says, I give you the keys to the kingdom. I give you power and authority. Amen. And I walk in that power and that authority. Amen. Hallelujah. When I prophesied to the government of Youngstown, of Arizona, a while back, and I said, I'm going to tell you something, sir. You will not be governor of the city, of the state anymore. You have not sought the Lord. You have come against the nations, against the people that are not like you. And God will take you down from being a governor of the state. There was about this many people, this many ministers in the conference with Governor Mickham from Arizona. And he was there. And I went and prophesied the word of the Lord. I walked alone as a prophet that day. The pastors didn't want to touch me. I was alone. I said, hey, we came together hugging and eating. Brother, I love you. And everybody just took off. It's like I went the other way. But when the anointing was there and God responded, God did what He said He was going to do to the governor. And it happened. Amen. Why? Because Jack was there? No, because God was there. Come on, somebody. Somebody get excited about worship. Somebody get excited about who you are in God. Hallelujah. Amen. This power of God, we don't walk just like we're ordinary people. Amen. We walk with authority. Amen. Not pushing and shoving because of our size, but because greater is He that is in us. You see, there are three levels of anointing. The anointing has to come so that you can dispel. Let me tell you something. If God is going to take care of me, if God really, the anointing of God, if God has said in the Word, He gives me power and authority that I can change and transform, why am I going to get all frustrated when there's nothing, when my wallet is empty? When He says, I'm going to take care of you. Am I going to believe this God that I worship? Amen. Or am I only going to worship Him when things are going right? In the presence of God is fullness of joy. Amen. Oh, I believe in Cadillacs, and I believe in Lincolns. I believe in new stuff. I love good stuff. Amen. Sometimes I go from rags to riches, and from riches to rags, you know. But I praise the Lord. Amen. See, a lot of people feel that the anointing depends, and the love of God depends on how many good things you have. If that was true, the mafia is the most blessed people. Amen. I mean, they're decked out. They've Rolls Royce, money. I mean, they got everything. But God gives us joy by the Spirit, the power to dispel, to change the mafia. God gives us, say it with me, God gives me power to change the mafia. Amen. This anointing of God brings you into the place where you can have power to be delivered yourself and deliver those around you. Amen. How many of you have people, sons and daughters, people? Sons and daughters that are in drugs. Come on, don't be ashamed. If you begin to speak the name of God to that situation, it'll change it. If you worship God, if you begin to pray for Him and call Him into the kingdom, you'll see Him worshiping God. How many of you were alcoholics? Were? Come on. Drug addicts? Yeah. Perverts? Sinners? I know I get you one way or another. You were just sitting there looking at them and saying, oh, I'm glad I wasn't there. Come on. I saw your halo fall down. You see the anointing of God. You need it. Say, you need the anointing of God to have power over the evil of darkness. Amen. In Leviticus 14:18, the Bible teaches something. You know, first of all, we understand that the anointing brings salvation to us. It brings deliverance. Remember that, say it with me, salvation means deliverance.
Amen.
And the anointing brings deliverance. It brings healing, restoration. I remember when my mother used to say to me, "You will serve the Lord." I said, "I will not serve your God." She says, "You will serve the Lord. I have prayed for you. I have called on the name of my Jesus. And you will preach the word." I said, "I will never preach the word." "You will serve God." "I will not serve God. Don't tell me about your God." Now I'm Preacher Jack. Why? Because somebody had enough sense to believe the word. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering. My God is an awesome God. It changes things. Let me tell you something. Success is not a destination. It is a journey. I'm going to say it to you again. Success is not a destination. It is a journey. Hallelujah. And we're on a journey. Amen. And we're going to make it. Because we're successful every day. Amen. Woo! Leviticus 14:18. It says, "While the rest of the oil that is in the priest's palm, he shall put it on the head of the one to be cleansed. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf before the Lord." There's an anointing that calls us into the kingdom of God. It calls us into the place of salvation and deliverance where our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. From there on, we need to work in this anointing, in this blessing. Amen. God is with us. Say it with me. God is with me to help me be delivered from infirmities, from demonic activity, from everything that oppresses me. God is greater within me. Hallelujah. The anointing brings you into the ministries. How many of you know you're all called into a ministry? Amen. If you're not in the ministry, get in the ministry of intercession. That's the best ministry, I feel. I mean, everything has to tie in, but I'll tell you, when we begin to get intercessors, and you begin to spend time in intercession with God, you're going to get a greater anointing. You know, when you begin to get a greater anointing, you begin to get revelation. People begin to walk around you and say, "Oh, he thinks he's so holy." Let me tell you something. I don't think I am. I know. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a clap offering. He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." If we walk in the power of holiness of God, then we have power and authority. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. We need to respect each other in the house of worship. Amen? Our giftings and our offices. Amen? Humility exalts. Amen? Brings us into the power of exaltation. In Exodus 30:30, that's a good rifle. Amen? It'll kill anything, bro. Exodus 30:30. It says, "And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may minister as priests to me." So the anointing now brings me into ministry. It is God who calls me into ministry. You know what's so amazing to me? My mother died in the first part of 70. That's when I got saved. And my mother had dedicated me to the service of God. After she passed away, I found that certificate in my home that said that my mother had dedicated me to the service of God. When I was only a month and a half old, I had that certificate in my office. It was a real blessing. See, because I couldn't go no way because God had, I had already been dedicated to the service of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. And some of you have dedicated your children to the service of God, and you're wondering where they're at, and you're wondering where they're going. The anointing will bring them back. The presence of God. And they will be delivered. And they will deliver. And they will walk in the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God's word don't fail. I'll tell you one thing. If I pray that way and believe that God is going to change things, I'm going to see the changing power of God so manifest around me that it's going to boggle my natural thinking. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for my mama. "You will serve the Lord." Come on, somebody. Say, "My sons and my daughters will serve the Lord." Amen. Amen. Say it again. "My sons and my daughters will serve the Lord." Say it with me again. "God, my sons and my daughters will serve the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. This is not a pep rally. It's to get it into your thinking and understanding that the anointing will bring it and it'll happen. And you'll see it before your eyes. Hallelujah. They can't escape. Amen. I tell my brothers, "You're going to come backwards through a knothole if you have to, but you'll come in." Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a good clap offering today. Amen. This anointing of God breaks every yoke of bondage. Amen. The word of the Lord is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. It'll do what it is sent to do. Amen. Don't even wonder if it's going to happen. It has to happen. Amen. You know, I ministered to the governments of the city where we're at. And in the back of my church, I have a wash. You know, the riverbed. And they told me I couldn't fill in that dirt. I said, you cannot fill up there because you're going to mess up the 100-year flood that's coming. I said, I think it came 7 years ago. So you can't do that. And I said, we're going to grow and we're going to enlarge our borders. And we're going to touch, we're going to use the buildings not just to build sanctuaries and build buildings and edify things for us. We're going to build it as instruments to gather people. Amen. Amen. And I said, we will build. And when I said, we will build, and I didn't have no money, just a lot of faith. And I said, we're going to build and we're going to see the Lord begin to manifest. And when I went and started to build, I called the flood control. And they said, I said, can I fill in the wash? But before I called, the sister says, let's pray. So let's pray. I said, now call them. We call them. Can we fill in the wash with dirt back there? He says, I'll call you in 30 minutes. I said, okay. So they called in 30. After 2 years I had hassled with them, they wouldn't let me do it. But when we move, God moved. Amen. He says, go ahead and fill it up. Come on, somebody. Amen. And God will do it again and again. This anointing will dispel darkness around you. Amen. You ought to get excited when you come into the presence of God. You ought to get excited about worshiping. You ought to get excited about this power that is within us. Amen. It's not to be mishandled. It ought to be reverence. It needs to walk. We need to handle it carefully. We don't just speak the name of Jesus like we used to when we were sailors. Anybody been a sailor here or just me? Okay, I'm going to have to get all of you when you were sinners. Somebody just said, thank God I wasn't a sailor. One of the things that I know about the anointing of God is when I'm going to have power over demonic forces to get rid of the garbage that is in me. And I've had demons cast out of me. But I'm going to tell you something. It brings you into spiritual authority. I understand spiritual authority. Amen. I don't walk like a wimp. Amen. I never did in the flesh. I don't in the spirit. You know. Amen. But there was always an axe that was big enough for the street. Amen. Amen. My mother used to say to me, I says, Jack, there's an axe for every tree. Yeah. I said, I know. Used to come home so beat up and so bloody, my mother would pass out. And she would speak the word. One of these days, she says, I won't see you like that. You will preach the word. I won't preach the word. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a clap offering. Boys, good to see you. Two black eyes, you know. Rather fight than switch. Hallelujah. But God is mighty. I'm going to tell you today that the word of the Lord is so powerful within you. If you get a hold of truth in this conference, you understand that in this name everything is contained. Everything that we need is in the name of Jesus. All the power of heaven and earth is there. Amen. I was using the illustration the other day to my church on Esther, the queen. When we read about Esther, when Ahasuerus, the king, they were about to annihilate the Jews. And Esther, you know, I'm going to say to you, you are born again and called for a time like this, for such a time as this. Amen. And I was sharing about the anointing that was there for Esther when Esther was, all the Jews were about to be annihilated. And Esther, being the queen, did not have the right, brother, to go into the king's chambers or she would be killed. So when she was told, you better do something, else we're all going to die, including you. And she stepped into the chamber. And the king looked at her and lovingly stretched out. You can stand right here and get that spittle. It's anointed. Hallelujah. It'll open blind eyes. Amen. Somebody give me some water. I'll stand back. But you know what happens? When the king stretched out that staff, that scepter, to Queen Esther, lovingly stretched it out. That was a welcome. And then she said, touch it. And when she touched that scepter, brother, everything that was under the kingdom that was represented by that scepter, she could ask anything. And it had to be done. You know what God calls us? He calls us a scepter. We're the battle axe to destroy the work of the evil. We are the scepter. He is the scepter of Israel. We are the scepter of Israel. We have the same authority. Amen. Everything that's engraved in that crest of that crest on that scepter belongs to us. All the authority that is in Jesus is ours. Come on, somebody. Get excited about this thing. Get excited about this thing. Thank you, brother. Here's to you. Yes, sir. Been proven again and again. So everything that belongs in the kingdom is ours. Jesus said in the Word that greater things will you do than I do. Amen. I was talking the other day in one of the churches. I did a deliverance conference and rattled the cage of the pastor. He says, I don't agree with this guy. I told the lady that set me up with him. I said, set me up a meeting with him. I'd like to come and teach him. Not sarcastically. I said, because see, there's brothers that are gifted in teaching on faith. I mean, that's their specialty. You know, there's some of us or some of you that are called to do deliverance. That's your special. That's your ministry, you know. And if we bind these ministries together, my Lord, instead of cutting each other down, you know. But this brother said, I don't understand the brothers talking about incubus and succubus spirits. I'm pretty sure somebody will touch on those while we're here. Those spirits that come to have sex with men and women in their sleep. And so I'd like to talk to this man. So he said he'd call me in. So you pray. Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in our churches that are bound because they don't understand the anointing. They don't understand the power. And they don't even understand that they're bound. They know that they're saved, but they don't understand that they're still bound. Amen. God doesn't call us into the area of the anointing to be bound, to walk in darkness. Amen. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And if we're born again, the anointing has to flow out of me like a river. There has to be the power of God when I walk in Christ. Amen. So God calls us, he says, that they may minister as priests unto me. Look at somebody and say, I'm a priest. I'm a king unto God. I'm a royal priesthood. Amen. Look at him and say, I'm out of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you act that way too, praise God. Amen. But we are. We are not of this world. You need to understand that. Number one, you need to understand that you're not of this world. We belong to the kingdom of God. We're just passing through. Amen. There's going to be an establishing of a kingdom where we'll reign and rule there forever and ever. Come on, somebody. One of the messages that causes more consternation in the church is the message that this brother preached last night. Because I preached that in my church too. And you wonder, where did they go? Amen. Say it with me. The anointing brings me into spiritual authority. Amen. You know, in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 3. Go there with me. 2 Samuel 5, 3. 2 Samuel 5. 3. It says, so all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them before the Lord at Hebron. Then they anointed David his king, as king over them. When the anointing comes to me, the anointing anoints me for ministry, and it anoints me for authority. As if I'm going to walk in authority, not just because I read good things, but because authority and where I walk with Jesus and God through the revelation of the Spirit of God comes under revelation. I know who I am because of revelation. Amen. Amen. You cannot read the Word and just read the Word. It has to come out of revelation. It has to become a rhema word, a live word within you. It has to be a quickening spirit. Amen. Something that will quicken you, bring life to you, regenerate, rejuvenate. Amen. Amen. So every believer, all of you have been anointed for salvation and ministry. But not everyone has the anointing for authority. Come on. Amen. There has to be a separate anointing for authority. Amen. Say it with me. I need the anointing for authority. Amen. I believe that God, by His grace, His power, His mercy, wants to call you and move you into a higher dimension of the anointing because you need to fulfill your calling in your life. And if we're going to fulfill the calling in our lives, to dispel the darkness around us, to change governments, to change nations, to change the people, to change our cities, to our counties, our states, our governors. a government. We're going to need the anointing. Yes. Amen. We can't just gather in a building like this and say, oh, praise God. We don't gather here just to gather. We're gathered here because God in His presence is teaching us His word of power and anointing to dispel darkness around us. Amen? Yes. Amen. Say it with me. Not everybody has authority. God wants to move me into a higher dimension to fulfill my calling. Hallelujah. You see, you need to understand that if God chose you and me, then not only that, He has chosen me to fulfill a calling. I'm a chosen one. We sing that. You sing that song here, Brother Bill? We are the chosen one. Yeah, we are the chosen one. Amen. We have authority and power. Amen. Go with me to Isaiah 61. You need to understand that when you are faith, you're a faithful servant of God, and you walk in that faithfulness of God, that He will anoint you and move you from level to level in that anointing. Amen. I believe that as we grow in grace and knowledge and faith in God, that we grow into a greater level. We're all saved, but not everybody walks in the same level of anointing. Amen. And that's not a pat on the back to anybody or to me. It's just the way God works to grow us in Him from level to level, from precept of a precept. Amen. Here a little, there a little, line upon line. And God grows us in Him. Amen. It's like, you know, when we sin and that happens in our lives and we're uprooted, it's less use, for instance, a brother that's been walking in God and he commits adultery. It doesn't mean that the brother cannot be restored. He needs to be restored and he needs to be forgiven. But when that brother is uprooted and there's sin in our lives and we're uprooted, we're a tree, God calls us trees. Amen. God says, don't let the root of bitterness in you. If we're trees, then we ought to walk for the fruit of our tree is good fruit. Amen. Amen. He calls us sheep because sheep destroy. They don't have the anointing, the oil on their head. They'll bump heads and they won't slide. Amen. But see, when the anointing is there, the sheep are going to flow together and grow together. Amen. And when they bump heads, if the anointing is there, it's going to slide. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I need the anointing. Amen. So, in this word of the Lord, Isaiah 61, verse 1, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Somebody say, that He may be glorified. Amen. It says, then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. What does He call me? To rebuild lives. I have power through the anointing to rebuild lives. They will raise up the former devastations and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. The strangers will stand and pasture your flocks, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. But you will be called the priest of the Lord. You will be spoken as the ministers of our God. You will lead the wealth of the nations, and in the riches you will boast. Somebody magnify Jesus. What is God saying here? There are results in the anointing that come to us. Amen. See, when we sin, when we're in Christ and we sin, and we're uprooted, and then we don't get established again, and we don't get grounded again, every wind of things, of garbage that comes against us, is going to uproot us again. Yes. Amen. That's why when we sin, we need to sit down and just get rooted again, strong again in the Lord. Amen. Yes. We don't just commit adultery yesterday and get behind the pulpit today. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I trust nobody's doing that, but if it's done, nobody should just get behind the pulpit again. To be seated, rooted, and grounded again. You've been uprooted. When we sin, we've been uprooted. And God calls us the trees, oaks of righteousness. An oak is a strong tree. Amen? Yeah. How many of you trees are going through a winter today? Amen? The winter of your life. Yes. Amen? But you see, that's when the tree grows. The branches, the roots go down and the branches shoot high. Amen? And God brings us into the place of strength so that we can produce the fruit in due season. Hallelujah. The Bible first teaches that when we're anointed, we will preach the gospel. Say it, we will preach the gospel. We will tell of the good news. Amen. We will proclaim righteousness. He will cause you to bind up the brokenhearted. That's men and women. Amen. Say it with me. He will cause me to bind up the brokenhearted, to pour healing, to pour the oil and the wine into them, that there might be restoration according to the word of God. Come on, somebody. Magnify Jesus with me. Not only that, the Bible says that you're going to set the captives free. You're going to bring that liberty to the captive under the anointing. Amen. That means that those that are oppressed, demonic, or whatever is causing the situation, you're going to be able to restore them. You're going to be able to pour in truth. You're going to be able to liberate them. Amen. Because under the anointing, the wisdom, the enlightenment of the light of God, you're going to have the power to speak truth, and the truth shall set them free. Amen. You will proclaim, he says, the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. It talks about the year of Jubilee. It's not just talking about to one, but many. The year of Jubilee was a time of setting many free, a massive scale. Amen. You're anointed to bring deliverance, not just to one, but to multitudes. Amen. And that's what we need to do. You see, the devil is the same devil here like in Africa and China and all over. It's the same devil. Amen. But thank God, God is the same God all over. Come on, somebody, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. It says that you're going to comfort those that mourn. Amen. Those that are sad, those that are weeping, you're going to be able to bring them up to a higher level, to bring them out of the pit of despair and put them back on the mountaintop. Come on, somebody. God is good. Amen. Are you getting anything out of this? Amen. God wants to move you to a higher level. Amen. Don't walk like you're diminished, like, oh, you know, I'm one of those poor folks from the Ozark or from back South Phoenix or whatever, you know. I'm just a minority. You're not a minority. Wake up. Amen. Amen. I don't walk as a minority. My God, I got all of you and more of them and more of them and all of those. My Lord. You know? From one end, from the North Pole to the South Pole. Brothers and sisters. Different languages, different nations, different colors. You know what we are? We're the rainbow to the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're a covenant to God. Amen. All our colors. Somebody say, praise the Lord. See, the Bible says here that you're going to build up the old waste places. That means you're going to repair lives. Like we've been repaired. See, somebody, we were the old waste places. Now God has, somebody has been used to repair us and bring us into a higher level of walk with God under the anointing so that we can be the ministers, instruments in the hand of God. Amen. I've been in the presence of demons and devils. And I'll tell you, when I first started, man, I used to get goosebumps in front of the devil that were so big I looked like Popeye. Honestly, I'll tell you. But now I don't anymore. You know why? Because you grow. You put on the armor of God and you stand and you see the salvation of God. Amen? Not only that, but he says you will be called the priest of the Lord. Say it with me. I'm a priest unto God. And I'm going to eat of the riches of the Gentiles. Oh, hallelujah. There's the anointing, the anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen. You see, one of the things you're going to find out about the anointing is the more you humble yourself before God, the more the anointing is going to increase. Amen. The more you humble yourself before God, the more the anointing increases. Amen. You know, when I started preaching, I used to want a pat on the back, you know. And I said, man, I did a good job. And one day I was kind of feeling puffed up, brother. I had just preached. Because it was a good message. And I knew it was a good message. I knew that God was there. And I got up and I'm dismissing the people. You know, and the person that walked by says, I don't believe with a thing you said. I go, I love you, brother. But if we stay small in our eyes, the anointing has to increase. Amen. Amen. I know that those chairs are not three-hour chairs. Amen, brother. Stand with me. You've been good. You have been good. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 51, 16, and 17, for thou dost not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. Thou art not pleased with burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. When we stay small in the eyes of God, and we begin to see that it is only God who rolls up the sleeve of his right arm to do battle for us, and it is God working in us and through us, we will walk in a greater power and a greater anointing. The revelation of God and the power of God has to be with us in order to be able to dispel even sickness and disease. Amen. 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 The Bible teaches that many are sick and even died because they have not discerned. Amen. And there's many people today that are, there's people that you do deliverance. I do deliverance in people. And I'll tell you, I got people in my church, two or three, that you could put them among a million people, brother, and they'd be lonely. Just can't get them out of the pit, you know. Because all that comes out of their mouth is negativeness. Oh, it's so bad. The way of the sinner is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. Not the way of the righteous. We have a light that guides and provides. He is my bread. He is my door. He is my life. He is my healer. He is my bender. He is my deliverer. He is God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the Almighty. And there is none like Him. He alone will do all things. Amen. He's more willing to bless me and deliver me than I know. You know what's so ironic about some of you here today? That you don't have the revelation. You're so reluctant to release what you have. And yet you have nothing. And He who had everything just gave it all up. That you and I might be blessed.
Amen.
Spiritual blessings.
Yes.
The anointing of the Word in it.
Thank you, Lord.
This cannot just be a written word. It has to be live. It has to be the two-edged sword that we spoke about in Hebrews. It has to be the Word of God that comes and delivers. It comes and heals. It comes and destroys. It comes and restores. It does everything that it is sent to do. Come on, somebody. Amen. You need to begin to speak out of your mouth the anointing. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 4:29-34 that when we begin to really see God in prayer, and we begin to call upon His name and spend the time. Amen. And when we begin to partake of His Word according to Acts 6:4-7, that we begin to see the anointing of God and the power of God. Amen. Some of you today came seeking for deliverance, and I believe God is here to deliver you. Amen. See, a lot of times you don't even have to be told what you have. A lot of times the word of the Lord, the word of knowledge, the word of revelation comes. But most of us, most of the time, don't need to be told what we have. If we act and we do, we know. Amen. And those demonic forces that come against us, see, our war is not against flesh and blood. If our attitude just to not get the word, and our attitude was just to fight against mental things and just change your attitude.
Amen.
And to a great part, it plays a great part because it changes our thinking and our speech. But when the anointing comes, it'll break the yoke of bondage, and light comes in that we might be able to have the revelation of the purposes of God within us to dispel the work of the evil one.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Magnify the Lord.
Yes.
And God has called you out of that place so that you can be full of the power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He didn't call us to be intimidated. We all know and we read the scripture that the devil came to kill, to steal, and destroy. Amen. It doesn't say that He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He says He didn't give us a spirit to fear again. That means that we have the Spirit of God. And if we have the Spirit of God within us, then we ought to not be fearful of anything. We ought to not walk in intimidation and fear. He says He gave us the word so that we'll not fear again. Who can we fear? If God is for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
Amen. By the breath of His nostril, He'll blow them away.
Amen.
You see, you need to understand that God has brought two breaths. The breath that sustains you to live, and the breath of the Holy Spirit that retains you to make it. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
See, when He made Adam, He breathed the breath of life. And the day of Pentecost, He came and He said, receive the breath of the Holy Ghost. A difference. And the power of the anointing of God comes to us so that we can walk in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And God has called you out of darkness for such a time as this. That you might be able to dispel the demonic forces around you. How many of you have felt the spirit of oppression on you lately? Just coming upon you. Come on up here. Come on up here. Well, shake that thing off of you and cast it to the dry places.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you brothers in deliverance, come and help me here. I just sense this heavy spirit here. And some of you. And see, the spirit of oppression comes sometimes because of our circumstances. Move a little forward, brother. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of oppression comes because of situations and demonic pressures. Amen. But you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in the oppressed condition of the cloud and gloom and doom. I don't want you to ever think like you're not going to make it again. You're going to make it, brother. Amen. Amen. See, what happens, the enemy brings us into the place of poverty and struggle and control. Amen. So I wonder if I'm going to eat tomorrow. Some of you, you don't eat. You got enough in reserve for 3 months. Praise God. That's going to do some good things with you. There's going to be a greater anointing, a greater revealed purposes of God. You're here for a purpose of deliverance, and God is going to honor that. And the anointing of God is going to break every yoke of bondage. And the things that of the past have been so depressing, God says, let him go. Don't even bother with him. You press in from this day to cross over to a better life. Oh, somebody magnify the Lord. God will do it. God will do it. Where's Brother Coffee? Did he leave town? Oh, brother. Come on over on this side, brother. Brother, I want you to say, we're going to lay hands on you today. I want you to say this with the spirit of oppression. You will not dwell in me anymore. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The anointing will break the yoke. Spirit of oppression, today you will leave me. You will no longer be upon me. I command you to go. The presence of God is in me. The Holy Ghost is within me. The anointing will break the yoke. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit speaking tongues? All of you? Who does it? Over there and over here. We're going to lay hands on you. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. You are born again, right, brother? Amen. You need that power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You that need the Holy Spirit, I want you to go over on this side, over here. We're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on you. If you believe, God says you'll receive. Amen. Let me tell you something. The indwelling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not for just for us to speak in tongues. He says, when you have the Holy Spirit, signs and wonders are going to follow you.
Amen.
Amen. So we're not just here to impress people that we can speak in tongues. Which, bless God, he says, tongues is good because you can edify yourself. And there's a language that no man can interpret, which is direct line to the Father. But you need to understand the greater anointing of the Holy Spirit, signs and wonders will follow you. Amen. Show me your third molar. Smile to me, honey. There you go. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.